For the next few minutes, we're going to learn a little bit of Inyan Diyoma, discussing the laws of Hoshana Rabbah.
That's promised. Alphabetized promised.
And then we're going to sing some songs, as per a request. You want me to review all these songs before Simchas Torah? I'll try. Seder Yom Hoshana Rabbah. So in a few moments, as we're about to enter Shkia, we're about to enter Hoshana Rabbah, in which it's a very interesting day. In fact, someone asked me, am I allowed to do Malacha? Of course, we are allowed to, but the very fact that someone asked me that question obviously shows there is something unique in the back of our minds about this day. Just to share a few ideas in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. B'yom Shvi'i Shehu Hoshana Rabbah Nohagin L'Harbos B'Mizmorim Kamo B'Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Hoshana Rabbah, even though we can do Malacha, nonetheless we do include and increase our Mizmorim. Our Pesukah de Zimra is lengthier than that of a typical weekday, and it's similar to that of Yom Tov. And the Pesukei Tshuvos brings down different questions. Do we say Mizmor Shilim HaShabbos? Is Nishmas recited? So everyone, of course, will follow the various minhagim that they have. Mr. Brewer tells us, Nohagin Yisrael Yos Ni'orim B'leil Araba, that one of the things that was another minhag is that people would stay up late, in fact, the entire night, this evening. And what would they be doing all night? It's before cable television. Obviously, that's not what they were doing. So the Pesukei Tshuvos tells us, Kfarnes Pashin Minhag, Likro Mishneh Torah, Mitoch Sefer Torah. Interesting, he brings down that there are those that would actually take a Sefer Torah itself, not a Chumash, and actually read all of Sefer Devarim, all Mishneh Torah. And he brings down, that's doicha divri hamakvak de osulikro sefer Torah b'tzibur below bracha. There's some people that would not allow you to read a sefer Torah in public. Nonetheless, for those that have that minhag, that's not an issue. Of course, if that's not your minhag, if you've never heard of it, it probably isn't your minhag. But for those that can, to stay up the entire evening or to at least dedicate some point of this very important day to Lima Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lafisha b'chag nidonin al hamayim v'ugamar hachasima, that on Sukkot we are judged on the amount of water that we will receive in this year, and Hoshana Rabbah, which is the conclusion of Sukkot, the day number 7, therefore that's the chasima, just like on Ni'ilah, on Yom Kippur, we change from ksiva to chasima, that should be sealed for a good life. So that's the chasima, the very end of Sukkot, and therefore it shows the seriousness and the importance of water, which we may take advantage of and not think of, but of course, if you think about it for a moment, you realize the importance and how it's necessary for all survival. And then the Rama says, V'yesh nohagin lilvosh hakittel kamo b'yom kippur, v'fi shebachag nidonan al hamayim. He brings down, because, as we just said in the Mishnah Berurah, that we're judged on water, that there are some people that will actually wear a kittel, or perhaps the chazan may do so, again, depending on one's minhag. But again, you see this very unusual day, a day where a person drives to shul and yet puts on a kittel. Umakifin sheva pa'amim umarvin tachanunim al hamoyim. As opposed to what we've been doing every day, going around the bima once, now we're going to go around 7 times, and we're going to say additional supplications about water. V'notan arava b'yom zeh milvad arava shebelulav. In addition to this, in addition to taking the lulav and esrog as we always have, we're also going to be taking the aravos in addition. V'ein mevarchin aleha, but the Mechaber tells us that a bracha is not recited on taking the arava. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that why do we take the aravos? What is the purpose? So he says, Zecher l'mikdash. It's so that we should remember the way that things were conducted in the base of Mikdash. Shenetilas arava ha-yasham halacha mosh mesina. That when it came to the days of the base of Mikdash, the aravos were taken there. And therefore, to remember it, therefore it's designated on day number 7 this remembrance. B'chol yom mishivas hayomim hayom avin aravos, that in the base of Mikdash, all 7 days, they would take these willows, b'zok ben osan hakohanim al sedadi hamizbeach, and they would take these long willows and they would have them and rest them on the side of the Mizbeach. The people would take and pick them up, those ravos, and they would shake them. So the question is, if this is in fact something which is done all 7 days in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and if we want to do a Zecher HaMikdash, then maybe we should be doing this all 7 days, just as we do by the shaking of the lulav. The lulav is be ikar min haTorah, the yom rishon hu min haTorah af bigvulin. That when it comes to those who live in the diaspora, the gvulin outside of Eretz Israel, so those people still have a Torah obligation to shake lulav on the first day, and therefore because of that, abdinim lezerchel mikdash. For that reason, because even those who live outside, such as ourselves in the gvulin, they have a Torah obligation to take a lulav, so therefore we require to take a lulav all 7 days. So this is quoting from the Gemara in Sukkah, that since there is no actual makor in the Torah to take the arava outside of where the Beis HaMikdash was, therefore it suffices just to take it for 1 day. So the question is, why day number 7? V'kavu yom shvi'i, arava yoser miyom acher. We felt that day number 7 was the best. Kivan shebemikdash hoya gam ken yoser kedusha biyom zeh. Apparently in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there was more kedusha on this day. And after all, as we said, because the aravos, even then, they did go around 7 times. In conclusion, there's of course much more to discuss. One other thing that we will be doing tomorrow is v'chol vidba al hakarka, O al hakli pa'amayim o shalosh. The Mechaber says that you should take the arevos and against the ground or against some type of a vessel of some sort. And even though the Arizal, he says that it should be dach al hakarka. He actually should hit the arevos specifically, for whatever reason he doesn't say, but it should be on the ground. And the Mechaber says that it should be done 2 or 3 times. Fine. Now the Mishnah Berurah then says afterwards, "Ve'en sarach l'hasir kol ha'alin." That even though some people think that the more leaves that you can knock off, the better, and you end up maybe having fun with it, the reality is it's not necessary for you to do so. Okay. So again, it depends on your minhag how many times a person hits the aravos, but nonetheless, it's not necessary for the leaves to come off. Obviously, there's tremendous symbolism as to why we take the arava and why we hit it on the ground. As I've said before, and I can end with this thought, is that we know that each of the 4 species represent different types of Jews, and the arava, which has no smell and has no taste, represents the Jew which unfortunately does not have the desired amount of Torah or mitzvos or good deeds within them. And the symbolism which we could be doing is by taking the arava, we are actually reflecting on our own actions and how we can be improving ourselves. And by banging the arava is a way for us to say that we do not approve of the times in which we act similar to the arava, but rather we wish rather to embrace Torah, mitzvos, and masim tovim.